This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. With me today, a longtime dear friend, all the way from Houston, Texas, via Nashville, Tennessee, via Albuquerque, New Mexico, is Chris Chicago. Chris, welcome to the Q&A with Koloff.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to talk to my boy Nikita.
Well, it's great to have you with us today on Q&A with Koloff. And, you know, in that introduction, you know, I mentioned, of course, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Nashville, Tennessee, Houston, Texas. Yeah. And Chris Chicago, fill our listeners in, give them a little backstory. Like, okay, what are all the cities about? What's that all about?
Yeah, born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Started my Christian radio career in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so my name is Chris Chicago, but it's my real name. It's not just a radio name. Moved to Nashville to work in the music industry and to work in radio there as well. Then eventually came to Houston to do more radio, and that's where I am now.
And that's, of course, so Nashville, Tennessee is where you and I met.
That is where we met. Yeah, we met so long ago at a rock show at 12th and Porter in Nashville, and then the Lord brought us back together again through your daughter Tani, and I think it was just meant for us to be friends.
It was destined for us to be friends. That was probably 20-ish years ago, two decades ago that we had met. And of course, you mentioned Christian radio. So how long have you been in Christian radio?
Gosh, I've been in Christian radio since the late 90s, since I was just a teenager. Yeah, I was in high school when I got into Christian radio, and I'm still in Christian radio today. I do an evening show, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., Monday through Saturday, on Way FM, one of the biggest Christian radio networks in the world. And I also run and operate a Christian hip-hop radio station online called StillFlowRadio.com. And I've had quite the journey in radio over the years.
So anybody could go on the internet, look up the during that time slot in the evenings and hear you live, hear Chris Chicago live.
Yeah, wayfm.com. They got an app as well. You can put it on your phone. But like I said, you might be in a market. It's heard all over the country. So it might be in your local market. Just look up wayfm.
That's pretty cool. And Christian hip hop, what inspired you to get connected with Christian hip hop?
Man, so Christian hip hop is really what changed my life. I've always loved hip hop since I was a kid, and I can't remember exactly how. I mean, my mom always had me in church. My grandparents had me in church. And, it was a friend. I was at a talent show, rapping at a talent show. And I was a mainstream secular rapper at this talent show. And I met a couple of Christian rappers at that talent show in the 90s. And they introduced me to Christian hip hop. And then from there, they encouraged me to stop listening to secular music and to start listening to Christian music, and so I listened to the Christian radio station, and then God took it from there, and I've been involved in Christian hip hop and Christian radio ever since. It's just this, these chants. People like to think that these chance encounters that we have with people, even our encounter, was not chance. I believe, there are no accidents; that everything is destined from God because God has a plan. And God had me run into these guys at this talent show, just like God had me run into you at a Christian rock concert, 20 years ago.
That's crazy. Now, okay, so I got to ask, so do you still rap, Chris?
No, definitely not. I mean, you'll catch, you know, my kids will catch me rapping and, you know, in the house when, you know, a beat comes on, you know, their dad is, you know, still trying to be a rapper, but no, there's no rapping left in me.
Hi guys, that's in the past.
In the past. Yeah.
Well, pretty, so tell us about your family. You mentioned your family. Tell us about your family.
Yeah. Married 20 years. This year, December, to my beautiful, amazing wife, Jessica. I got four kids ranging all the way from 15 to 4 years old. I got three boys and one girl.
Three boys and one girl. Wow, bless her heart. She's got a lot of protection around her, doesn't she?
She really does. You know, my daughter, Callie, my 10-year-old, she really runs the show. You know, my wife and my daughter, like, they're the queens of the house.
I hear you. Well, and you had recently, Chris, shared a story with me of a recent battle. I'll just introduce it that way.
Sure.
You want to take a couple minutes and share what you've been going through the last year or so.
Scariest thing that's ever happened in my life. I don't wish it on anybody. But in 2018. I had this sore on my arm that just wouldn't go away. And so I finally went to the dermatologist. They weren't worried about it, but they went ahead and biopsied it. And, you know, they called me back and said, hey, you know, you've got this really rare form and deadly kind of melanoma that you need to get surgically removed immediately. And so I went to MD Anderson and went through two surgeries to remove this melanoma from my arm. But the doctors and the surgeons, you know, they were very, you know, hopeful, and they said the margins were good and it hadn't gotten too deep. It was nothing to worry about. We got it all. Go on and live your life. So a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, I'm taking a shower and I reach under my right arm and my lymph nodes are swollen the size of a softball, a grapefruit. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? I try not to freak out too much. And, you know, I give it about a month, you know, to see if, you know, sometimes, you know, different things will cause your lymph nodes to swell up. So I give it about a month and I'm getting ready to go on a camping trip in New Mexico. But I had to go to my doctor, anyways, because, you know, the doctor, you know, when you have, I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, I had diabetes, and they make you get blood work done every few months, you know, before they'll rewrite your prescription. So I had to go see my doctor before I went on this trip to refill my medicine before the camping trip. And at the end of the conversation, I said, hey, by the way, my lymph node over here is swollen. Is this anything to be concerned about? My doctor, you know, felt around. He's like, goodness, this is really swollen. He says, I don't know if these are swollen lymph nodes or if this is something else. He's like, let's get you in and get this, and have you get an ultrasound just so we can see what we're dealing with, before you go on the trip. So I was able to get an ultrasound the next morning, the same day that I was leaving on my trip. And as I was getting ready to walk out the door to leave to New Mexico, my doctor called me and he said, hey, you can't go out of town. I said, why? He said, not only do you have one large swollen lymph nodes, but they're all swollen. And with your history of melanoma, he said, this could be cancer and you need to get it biopsied right away. So you can't go out of town. So right away, like my heart my stomach, like I was scared. I, you know, didn't want to believe that it could be cancer. So canceled my trip. A week later, I was able to get it biopsied, and sure enough, like it came back as melanoma. So I got in with MD Anderson right away, and you know, they said, at this point right now, we think you have stage 3 melanoma. So what we could do is we can go in and surgically remove all your lymph nodes on your right side, and we'll get you started on treatment right away after that. He says, but before we can do that, you know, there is a small chance that it could be stage 4. And if it's stage 4, well, then we'll talk about that if that's the case then. You know, there's no use to talking about that now. So I went and got a CAT scan, and finally, you know, got the results, got back in with the oncologist, and the oncologist, you know, basically said it's stage 4 cancer. It's not only in your lymph nodes, but it's spread, it's metastasized into other parts of your body, including your lungs. And there's no point during surgery right now. And, you know, we want to get you on this treatment right away. They started giving me the numbers, basically telling me that I'm dead. I'm a dead man. So I say, okay, you know, I'm going to do the treatment, you know, and hope for the best. But I, you know, just started doing, you know, some research, and just, you know, my aunt had stage 4 melanoma as well. And she passed away, just months before my diagnosis. So I'm thinking, man, my aunt just passed away from this, but the treatment that they had her on, not only did it put her cancer in remission, but it's the treatment that actually killed her. So I was like, man, they're telling me this treatment's not, you know, it has a very small percentage of working for me, but yet this treatment could kill me faster than the cancer can. And I'm just like, this, you know, this is the death sentence. And, you know, I went spiraling into this dark place thinking that I wasn't even going to see Christmas. You know, this is a year ago, from when we're talking now. And so I said, you know what, just let me go do some research. Let me do some major life changes. And then we can talk about the treatment. The oncologist said, you can do all the life change you want, but there's nothing that you can do that's going to help you. You need to get on this treatment right away. And I said, just give me a month, and then we'll get a CAT scan again, and then we'll just see what's happening. And she said that, you know, you're just giving yourself another month for this to grow and spread. This is not a good idea, you know. And I said, no, this is what we're going to do. So I went home, and I started doing my research, and I just started looking for anything that I could find that would offer me hope, and just praying and asking that God would send me something. And I found some different stuff online, so I'd already found a plan that I was going to do and some supplements that I was going to take. And then my sister-in-law, because my name is Chris, just fell upon this guy named Chris Wark, who wrote a book called Chris Beat Cancer. And she thought it was funny because his name was Chris and my name was Chris. So she sent me the link just more as an encouragement and as a joke, you know, hey, Chris beat cancer, you can beat cancer too. But that book changed my life. Chris Wark is a, I think 20-year cancer survivor at this point. He healed from his colon cancer naturally and holistically. And he's a believer. He loves the Lord. He loves Christ. And I read his book and I got on his plan, and which includes, you know, whole food, plant-based eating, lots of juicing, and, you know, and different supplements and stuff.
Right.
And so I really went hardcore into that. And then I was talking to one of my, an artist, one of my best friends. His name is Ty Brazel. And he's an artist that I manage, but he's also one of my dearest friends. And he said, you know, I was telling my mom what you were doing, and she says she knows Chris Wark.
Hmm.
She works out with him at the same gym.
Wow.
So God, we talked about, you know, God making these appointments in your life. Like,
right.
Sure enough, she goes to Chris, and this is a world-renowned cancer speaker. He's at all the big conferences. He has one of the biggest cancer podcasts on online. He's a celebrity in the holistic cancer healing world.
Right.
And sure enough, she gets him on the phone with me, and he was like, whatever you need. He's like, and he coached me at the beginning and was available for any questions and any texts or anytime.
Yeah.
I had a question. And so I've been on that journey now for... I really started hardcore on this journey around the end of October last year, and I've not been back to the doctor since.
Would your company, business, or you personally
Like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, the Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And since I've gone down this road of really following Chris Wark's plan, his book is Chris Beat Cancer, or online chrisbeatcancer.com, not only have I lost 100 pounds, but I've healed from type 2 diabetes, I've healed from high cholesterol, I've healed from high blood pressure, I'm on no pharmaceuticals, I'm the healthiest I've ever been in my life. My blood work is perfect.
Come on.
And just recently, in the last couple of weeks, so I do this, I love the fact that the tumor is in a place under my right arm where I can really monitor it. I can feel it.
Right.
And so I massage it with essential oils every night with a mixture of essential oils and castor oil. And so I can really feel and get in and feel what it's doing. And Nikita, just in the last couple of weeks, this sucker's going away.
This
sucker's shrinking.
Come on.
And,
Thank you, Lord.
And like I said, I'm the healthiest I've ever been in my life. I feel amazing. I've not been back to the doctor since. And I know I've learned from my diagnosis to now that cancer is not something that you have to be scared of.
Right.
That nobody in a white coat has the power to tell you if you're going to live or die. Mm-hmm. And you can heal and you can defeat cancer holistically and naturally. And there's thousands, tens of thousands of people all around the world that have done it, and I'm currently doing it right now. And so I'm grateful for the journey. I'm happy for the journey because I've already been able to help so many people who are sick and dealing with some kind of disease heal their bodies or get on a road of healing. And also, God has designed our bodies to heal. And, and if God wants me free of cancer tomorrow, God can do it. God is big. And so I trust God. I give everything to the Lord, give everything to my Savior Jesus, and I'm trusting this process, and I feel amazing. And I know the Lord is going to use me on this second part of my life, like the God used me in the first part of my life to reach people through Christian hip-hop and through Christian music, and on this second leg of my life, I'm going to help people who are dealing with disease and cancer and show them that it's not something that they have to be scared of and something that they can heal from. So I've learned so much. It's been an incredible journey, and I'm so grateful for it.
Well, I'm sure your story just now encouraged somebody out there listening and gave them some hope. And I appreciate you sharing that part of your story, Chris. It's amazing. And I want to encourage all of you out there listening to, keep Chris Chicago and his family in your prayers, and as you continue to testify and share. And I'll just say it's a tough transition into getting to your questions,
but this is Q&A with you, Nikita. let's go let's get into talking about you.
Let me just say this and because I want to, you really reminded me kind of part of what my mission is. And of course, a wrestler by the name of Lex Luger, you might know that name, Chris, but as well as many of our listeners, that's part of our mission is with our camps. We do these camps called Man Camp, where we talk about certainly the spiritual journey, being healthy mentally, emotionally, but also being healthy physically. And your testimony just now really encourages me that Lex and I are on the right path of really challenging people to take their health seriously and you know, perhaps, you know, bypassing or not having to, you know, essentially go through some more serious things. So anyway, all right, well, let's do that. Let's transition, throw a question out there at me, and we'll see what you got, Chris.
Well, I'm going to say one of these days I really want to meet Lex Luger. I met him briefly one time, but I would love to meet him through you and actually have a conversation with him at some point, maybe even be a part of Man Camp and help people on their spiritual and healthy journey in their lives. So let me ask you this. So a lot of people listen to you. They look up to you. You're a role model to a lot of people, especially spiritually. First question I have for you, since we're on the topic of health, what does Nikita Koloff do to make sure that you're staying healthy? What are some of the things that you incorporate in your life to make sure that you're living a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, that's great. I actually just had this conversation at lunch with my man Robbie Dillmore, the Christian car guy, sitting here staring at me across the desk here. And so a number of things. One, I'm 52 years now into working out, exercise on a regular basis, like usually 4, if not 5 days a week. And you know, my workouts have been modified over the years. You know, I'm not trying to impress anybody and, you know, and turn heads when I walk into a room at this point. I'm just trying to you know, keep toned and, you know, so I do higher reps and lighter weights and upper body a couple days a week, lower body a couple days a week, cardio, because the heart's the most important muscle in the body, you know, so cardio 5 days a week, usually a minimum of 20 minutes. So the workout's very important to me. And then the eating, you know, which I tell people, eating and exercising is an 80-20 rule. 80% of what goes past your lips and 20% exercise in the equation of being and having what I call a healthy lifestyle, having the mindset that I'm gonna live healthy and trying to do all the right things with no guarantees. You know, when the Bible says there's no promise of tomorrow and there is no guarantee, while at the same time, you know, God gave us a brain and we should use that to the best of our ability to do things we know that's gonna benefit the body. I mean, let's just be real clear, you know, putting drugs in your body or tobacco in your nicotine in your body or alcohol in your body might not necessarily be the best proponent for good health. Okay. That might be,
it does not promote health, right?
It does not necessarily promote good health. Okay. That said, and so those combinations, and then the last part of the equation for me personally is, and fortunately from the age of 12, I understood that supplementation was critical, filling in the cracks, getting all the way God made our body from the dust of the earth, what's in the earth? Minerals. What do our bodies need? Minerals. What do our bodies need? Vitamins, nutrition, nutrients. And so for the last 15 years, Lex and I have been taking a liquid supplement that's been clinically studied and tested 4 different times and proven to work. And so I fill in all the cracks between eating right, exercising regularly, and taking my liquid supplementation, and I attribute that to what I consider to be a pretty healthy guy to be in my, you know, in my 60s. And so there's the answer to your question.
Amazing. What are your thoughts on what are your thoughts and also knowledge when it comes to seed oil?
When it comes to, say it again?
Seed oil, canola oil, vegetable oil, grapeseed oil, rapeseed oil, vegetable oil.
And you know, a lot of
soybean oil.
Sure.
Peanut oil.
Yep. A lot of different perspectives out there. You know, some of the oils are better than others. You know, I haven't, you know, I'm not a student of all the oils, but certainly some, I would just tell people again, questions like that, I say, you know, people need to do their own research, right? And find out, you know, what they believe to be what's best for their body. It's like an exercise workout. You know, I'm not going to sit down and give the same workout to every single person because, you know, what might work for you may not work for me. And so for me, it's almost in a sense kind of been an experiment for 52 years when it comes to lifting weights and eating right and finding the things that satisfies my palate while at the same time, you know, acquiring certain tastes for foods that I know are going to be better for me. And the same thing with those, some of the different oils you just mentioned. Some are better, you know, especially when it comes to cooking oils and those sorts of things. Some are better than others. And you just need to research that and find out, you know, all the pros and cons for all the different ones you mentioned.
Love it. Yeah, definitely do your research when it comes to seed oils. And there's a lot of great information out there. And I think a lot of people are, you know, even when people think they're eating healthy and they think they're making good decisions with what they put in their mouth, like you said, seed oils are very damaging and toxic, and they're hidden in absolutely everything. So it's essential that you do your research when it comes to seed oils. I'm a radio guy. I'm a music guy. Of course, I love music. If I was to get into the car right now with Nikita Koloff and we were going to go on a little road trip, give me 5 essential songs that you would play me on a Chris Chicago Nikita Koloff road trip. What are we listening to?
Oh, man. Specific songs? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you're reaching down right now for your I don't know if you're a Spotify guy, if you're a CD guy, if you're an Apple Music guy. What are we listening to? What is the first thing you're putting in?
Well, I'm going to pull up Kolby Koloff Pandora. That would be for
Kolby Koloff.
For those who don't know, that would be my youngest daughter, who has her own Pandora, her own iTunes songs, and her own Pandora channel. And there's a variety of songs, all kind of in the same genre, if you will, of her style of music. And I do that from time to time. She'd be embarrassed if she was sitting here next to me right now knowing I did that. But I'm a biased dad. She has a beautiful voice. Now, she loves songs.
She really does.
Yeah, she loves songwriting. She just signed a brand new 3-year contract for songwriting with one of the groups there in Nashville. She loves that more than anything. I mean, she produces. She'll write her own songs and produce all, you know, a lot of her own songs and all that. But outside of my daughter Kolby, I'm just right now in a season, Chris, where I just like to soak in different types of worship. I'm going to go back to Nashville, Tennessee again. And there's a group there called Legacy Nashville. And I'll pull up YouTube. I listened to it on the way to the radio station today for an hour just to kind of prepare my heart and prepare my mind for these interviews today that I've done. And just let my heart, my mind be like cleansed with some amazing anointed worship. And so, you know, Kim Walker Smith would be another one who I favor. So just there's a variety of different artists. You know, Brandon Lake is another one that comes to mind. Some of his songs and Phil Wickham. I mean, there's a few out there that are some of my favorites to listen to.
Love it. All right, we're going to go completely left field now. You ready, Nikita?
All right, let's go. We're shifting gears here. Here we go.
We're shifting gears big time here. Okay, there's been a lot of stuff in the news recently, a lot of whistleblowers. We've heard about the aliens in the backyard in Vegas, the UFOs caught on camera. What does Nikita Koloff believe when it comes to aliens? Are aliens real? Are we about to see the whole world of UFOs, are they going to be exposed? Is the government about to tell us that they're real, that they have aliens? What do you think all this is? What do you think aliens are? Do you believe in aliens, Nikita?
I do, in this sense, that the Bible says that once you give your life to Jesus, heaven is now our home, and we are just foreigners, sojourners, aliens passing through this life. And so to someone who's not a believer, the way we conduct ourselves as a Christ follower, loving Jesus, there's many out there who look at us and go, you guys are just weird. You're not even of this planet. You're foreign. You're alien to anything I know or understand, right? Because their minds are still darkened and not yet hadn't been enlightened to the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? Now, on that note, I'll finish by saying this on that note, and that is this. I believe a lot of things that happen in our world are what I'm going to call foreshadowing. Foreshadowing. Go read the book of Revelation and study the book of Revelation, study the book of Daniel, you can know the Old Testament prophets, and how all the revelations tie together. And the fact that Jesus himself said, I am coming back a second time. I'm coming back a second time. And I think personally, you asked me for my observation. I think this is a foreshadowing or a setting up so that when, as the Bible clearly talks about a rapture, go read Thessalonians, go read the fourth chapter, first chapter, second chapter, go Jesus himself, go read Matthew chapter 24. One will be in the field taken, one will be left, one will be at the grinding mill, one will be left. So there's clearly going to be a rapture. That's what's next on the timeline as far as I'm concerned. And when that happens, Chris, I believe all those lost out there in the world, including the media, are going to say, see, I told you the aliens and UFOs were real. All these UFO aliens took all of our loved ones away from us, and we'll never see them again. That's what I believe.
You know what? I think that me and you are pretty close to that same thought. What we believe. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I just say again, I just think all this, even the last 3 years, Chris, let me just say this, and we're just about out of time, but even the last 3 years, I believe some of the things, you know, that some of the, in a sense, forced things if you're paying attention, and you really understand the book of Revelation, is, again, a foreshadowing of what is to come when that Antichrist steps up to the plate and woos the world and then takes control of everything else. So you just got to pay attention.
So great answer.
Well, Chris Chicago, man, you are quite the testimony. Christian music, hip hop, one last time before we go, where can people tell people one more time where they can tune in for Chris Chicago?
Make sure to check out SoFloRadio.com. It's the Christian hip hop station. SoFloW.com for Christian hip hop. For, you know, worship and contemporary Christian music, you can hear me nightly, Monday through Saturday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time on WayFM, wayfm.com.
Awesome. Well, Chris, thank you for being on Q&A with Koloff today. Great questions and even better, powerful testimony. Appreciate you. Love you, my friend.
Love you too, buddy. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Tune in again next time for more questions and more answers. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.